It's October 13, the day when children's favourite Paddington Bear made his debut in Michael Bond's book, A Bear Called Paddington, in 1958.
What is this?
It's a marmalade sandwich.
The Who recorded their iconic hit, My Generation, on this day in 1965.
People try to put us to death.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
And the sound barrier was broken on land for the first time in 1997. The Thrust supersonic car reached 1,228 kilometres per hour.
Thrust SSC first broke the existing record, then boomed past the sound barrier.
Paul Simon tops the birthday list. He's 79, had some huge hits in the 60s with Art Garfunkel. His solo career peaked in 1986 with the release of the album Graceland, featuring this chart topper.
I can call you Daddy, and Daddy when you call me, you can call me out.
Joe Dolce turns 73. His 1980 hit spent 11 weeks at number one.
It's a not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up for your face.
Marie Osmond turned 61. Marie and Donnie were the two standout members of the Osmond family who gave us The Osmond Show in the late 70s.
Donnie, you know that since the show began and I got my new haircut, that people have been asking me how I take care of it.
American figure skating champion Nancy Kerrigan is 51, as famous for her Olympic medals as she is for the attack linked to rival Tonya Harding.
We were at an event 4 years after I was attacked, but we didn't really speak to each other, so it was very awkward and strange.
Actor and comedian Sacha Baron Cohen turns 49, created Ali G, Admiral General Aladdin, and Borat.
I get the cloak radio. He cannot afford. Great success.
And the torpedo is 38, Australia's greatest ever Olympian, Ian Thorpe.
Maybe the swimmer of the century. He goes in and it's there. It is world record again.
Finally, the late former Prime Minister of Britain, the Iron Lady, Baroness Margaret Thatcher, was born on this day in 1925, died aged 86 in 2013.
There will come a time when not even the great United States can go on living beyond its means.
Remembering Baroness Margaret Thatcher on October 13.